Yo, this is Dan Campbell, and you're listening to Majestic Radio.
Yo, Jah Rastafari, Kudumawi Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari. You're in tune to the mighty Majestic Radio, www.majesticradio.co.uk. You can pick and choose, but you can't refuse. This your station, Majestic, check it out.
Alright, blessed greetings, blessed greetings one and all. And I greet you through that divine name, Jah Rastafari Haile Selassie the first. How good and how pleasant it is for us to dwell in peace and righteousness. It is like the precious ointment of unity, seasoned with ingredients of humility, strength, calm, and proactivity. Well, and the one love. sign on track, True Spirit. And I'm going to let our reasoning of Marcus Kiabi running after this while I settle into the vibration right here. So this evening, seen.
Or discourage my people. Because whatsoever education I acquired out of their sacrifice of over 300 years, I shall use for the salvation of the 400 million black people of the world. And the day when I forsake my people, may God Almighty say there shall be no more life for you. I unequivocally rejected the racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, mules of wood and vials of water. Well, I dedicated my view of man on the doctrine of Imago Dei. All men, regardless of color, are created in the image of God. Now, from this premise, followed equality of all men and the brotherhood of all men. The biblical injunction of Acts 17:26 reminds us that he created a one blood and nations of men that dwell on the face of the earth. I have no interest in brotherhood within his own race. Because if Negroes are created in God's image and Negroes are black, then God must in some sense be black.
We take time easy into the lava seat, the majestic seat, the royal radio seat. I gotta say full acknowledgements to Gaffa for the first, yeah man, for the last few hours still seen. Phone calls coming in already. Acknowledgements coming in. Give thanks for all the mandos out there. Gotta rise up, General Lee. Rise up, line over East London. Full acknowledgements to Ambassador. Yeah, man, so tonight. Say within the realms of regality, royalty, and cultural dignity. As we approach the celebrative time of 2nd of November, you know, the coronation vibration salutations. Yeah, man, tonight, special guest in the house. Yeah man, so this track entitled Life Is So Sweet, instrumental, not released. Life is so sweet, just to give thanks and praise. You're in tune to the mighty majestic.
May God Almighty say there shall be no more life for you. unequivocally rejected the racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, he was of wood and drawers of water. Well, I dedicated my view of man on the doctrine of Imago Dei. All men, regardless of color, are created in the image of God.
Designed, you know.
Life is so sweet in Jah.
Well, knowledge, the simple things in life, you know.
Life is so sweet.
Life is so sweet from an album life by yours truly
sweet.
Called The Crowning.
So sweet. Life is so sweet. Life is so sweet just to give thanks and praise.
Again, greetings everyone. Just take time, circle in, yes?
You do no wrong.
Special guest in the house this evening by the name of I Warrior.
Sweet just to sing Father's song. Life is so sweet. Life is so sweet. Life is so sweet. Life is so sweet.
Yes, Russell, I am blessed, love my brethren.
Life is still sweet.
You and your daughters, of course, you know. Jaja bless Ambassador, Jaja bless General Lee.
Sweet, life is so sweet.
Article greetings, Kung Fu. Assisting, lay the legs, you know.
Life is so sweet. Life is so sweet.
Hold that one. Just to say, you know that. Yeah, we give thanks and praise daily, you know. We give thanks and praise every minute, every hour. We give thanks and praise for the blessings that we have, small or large, you know. We give thanks for friends and family. We give thanks for the children amongst us, you know. Most of all, we acknowledge His Imperial Majesty, Ali Selassie, as a representation of the Most High God in this time. 2nd of November is coronation time, celebration time, whichever part of the world you are. So give praises. How good and how pleasant it is, man. This time, this part of the evening, you're right now in tune to Costafari, aka Rascals.
Say he's gonna free his
in the Majestic Camp.
Name and sound. Say he gonna reveal.
Yeah, man, always coming serious with the straight vibration, serious, you know. Entitled Pretty Fierce of Jah.
Fair.
Nation fight against nation. Whoa, but why can't they learn to love? Why can't you learn to trust? I said, man, fight against man. Nation fight against nation. Whoa, but why can't they learn to love?
Title World of Fears.
Get to learn to trust.
This track and the previous track by a group called Boom Shaka.
A world of faith.
You could either waste
it or make
it. They're claiming to praise and sealing their fate, make no mistake. My joy is real, just what I feel when I know he is around. Till they reach that place, you'll never be safe, better change your ways. Yes, this is Majestic Radio. A powerhouse. Good music.
Give thanks and prayers, man. Welcome, welcome along to majesticradio.co.uk. Pseudo telephone number is 0208978-3737. The text line is 0790652079. Full acknowledgements to all the presenters around Majestic.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren and sisters to dwell together in one unity.
Ouch.
It is as a precious ointment upon the head. Even Aaron's beard that went to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. There the Lord God Jah Rastafari commanded his blessings, life evermore. Jah Rastafari.
Majestic Radio, a radio station inspired through the love of His Majesty. Yes, you're listening to Majestic Radio, a radio station inspired through the love of His Majesty. Yes, the station is Majestic Radio. Yes, the station is Majestic Radio.
His foundations is in the holy mountains. The Lord loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
Greetings, greetings to all Majestic listeners, silent listeners near and far, local and international.
Unto Rahab and to Babylon, to them that know I. Behold, Phoenicia and Tyra with Ethiopia, that man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said that this man was born there. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people. It shall be said that this man and that man was born there. The highest himself shall establish her. Singers as well as players upon instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Jah Rastafari.
Isis, track entitled Let Us Pray.
Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure.
Inspired through the love of
His Majesty. Introducing a live recording of the mighty Peter Tosh. Easy Abriele Javi prayers. Peter Tosh from his live performance at the One Love Peace concert in Jamaica,
drive them away.
1978, you know.
Let them be melted. Cha-cha.
Radical Radical Wheeler. Well, it's like that CD just cut out on me, just like that, you know, so watch out. Come in with this one, Counter Z. Again, acknowledgements to Giafa for the previous 2 hours.
The enemies are wrong.
Right now you're in tune to the Roots Prosperity segment of the evening.
How are you so
your host, with your host Ras Cos, aka Costafari. Foundation track entitled So Long. Then I hold on, can't let go, you know. Through the mystical movements of the Creator, we find ourselves in this time, surfacing again, and just giving praises, you know.
So long, the Lagos God, so long.
Acknowledgements to Sam in the chat room. Blessed love.
The enemies around you, trying to devour you. So long, the Lagos God, you.
All the foundation school, you know. Hold this.
So long.
Staying with them within them foundation realms. Track entitled Turn to the Almighty. Vocals by Jackie Opel. Yes, man, it's Catalyte Era. To all them foot skankers from the earlys, competition winners. Majestic Radio sending out the healing vibrations, you know, near and far, you know.
Put your trust in him.
take time, set the tone, set the vibration for the majestic guest in the camp tonight. Rasta warrior, Rasta soldier, I warrior. Yes, I. Moving forward, but in the same spiritual direction. Listen. You know the blackness of midnight. Father Jadwell, you know.
Ulu Gize, Haile Selassie, he must God. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in Zion. And the first voice which I heard was it was as a trumpet talking with I, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which shall be hereafter. And immediately I was in the iris, and I hold a throne was set in Zion, and one sat on the throne, highly high, Selassie, Jah, Rastafari. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper, like a rasta, yeah, and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne. In the sight like unto an emerald. Aile aile, Selassie, Jah, Rastafari. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah, Rastafari. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, around about the throne,
yes, this one from a brother called, Zylan.
And the first beast was like a lion. The second beast was like a cow. The third beast had the face of a man. The fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within.
Yeah man, lyrically strong, lyrically powerful. Yeah man, the deep lyrics of Zylan Tafari. Such is a natural expression of the cultural warriors in this time, you know. Rastafari.
Which was, which is, which are to come. That we cannot tell anything. Zare, Nege, Ulu is it? I am Selassie, Master. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. And ever, and ever, and the 24 elders bow down before him that sat on the throne and worship him, his imperial majesty, that liveth forever, and ever, and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Jah, Rastafari, to receive glory, and honor, and power, for thou hast created all things. For thy pleasure, they are.
Yes, y'all, listen to Majestic Radio, a radio station inspired by the Lord of this majesty.
Selassie.
dance as we pick up the frequencies again, you know. Moving into this one, Michael Rose.
Warrior, 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 put your guns down.
My studio guest settles into the seat.
Warrior, warrior.
I see the time approaching, 14 minutes to the hour of 9 in the UK.
Listen to the news. Word and the queen on the stars. You see the youth dying. They fall in the dirt.
One of the cultural warriors that never fall along the wayside, Michael Rose, from that time to this time. Welcome along, international community, if you just joined us.
Warrior.
My name is Castafari. Into majesticradio.co.uk.
Warrior.
Sending out a majestic balance, you know, within the realms of peace and calm.
Warrior.
So within a few minutes, I'm going to introduce my special guest this evening. The brother, the brethren, the IJ. One of father's sons and the battlefield of, yeah, you know, good over evil, you know. Brother, I warrior.
Give me love, give me love, give me hearts of hearts.
Michael Rose appealing to the negative warriors.
You know, Kingston town, downtown, uptown, in the fireworks, in the Rima, in the West Coast, Kingston,
in the West Coast, Kingston.
So as this track just Warrior Dub just, yeah man, eases into the background here. In a second or two, I'm going to introduce I Warrior so the item can hear his voice. A little introduction before we go into the top of the hour ad break. Yellow Pie Warrior.
Greetings.
Blessed love.
Rastafari.
How is the eye this evening?
Well blessed, you know, give thanks. I'm very honored to be here, you know.
Yes, and it's honorable for I and I to receive you also, you know.
So, give thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, I'm just letting the ones them out there hear, you know, your voice as a kind of introduction before we go into the top of the hour outbreak.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, to kind of start the reasoning, the flow of the reasoning, I've known our warrior for a few years now. I've actually interviewed the brethren on a previous radio station I was on, you know. So we've also done some musical collaborations, you know, within the studio vibration. And I would just like you, I Warrior, just to explain to the ones that are listening a little bit about your background and, you know, just coming up from which island and your journey through. I know you went to the States as well.
Yes, sir.
Found yourself back here on the shores of England.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's hear your part of your journey.
Yeah. Well, greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie.
Yes.
You know, Empress Menenai, you know. And I go by the name of I Warrior. And, yeah, I was born on the island of Karaku. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the nation of Grenada. It's the Trinity Islands, you know. Yeah, so I went forward to this country, England, at an early age, you know, as a youth, about 7 years old. Went to the primary schools and, you know, reached of age and forward to the States.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And grew up, you know, from the teens up, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Grew up in the States and, yeah. You know.
Which state was that in particular?
That was New York.
All right.
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, and, well, even before Iman forward, Iman was on the Rastafari tip.
yeah, before he actually went out.
Because, you know, we got the foundation here from the earlies, you know, from the early 70s. We was getting that current from Jamaica, you know.
Yes, sir.
And the energy.
Yeah.
And the focus on His Imperial Majesty.
Yes.
So, the love, you know?
Yeah, the love and the unity. Because I know them time later was quite strong as well, the energy, the vibration of unity together.
Because even at that age, I didn't know about His... didn't understand the fullness of His Majesty, let's say then.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I felt the love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming from the Rastafari liberty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that was my foundation.
I see.
No matter what part of the earth I went, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So it grew once I went to the States.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, the Iris guided I man to the impulse that would help I up.
Yeah. So what year did you move to the States then?
That was in 1982.
82.
Yeah. Early.
Okay. Yeah. So the Rasta presence was strong there them time in the state that you went to.
Yes, sir. In Brooklyn.
See. Yeah.
Yeah, man. All over New York, you know, but in particular Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
It was very Caribbean oriented, you know. Yeah. You could get everything you need, you know.
Yeah. So your journey, how long was you in the States for before you returned to the UK?
I stayed there almost 30 years.
Wow.
Some people are saying, yo, how old is this dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, he's managed to keep an eye young still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear your mind.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Man.
So during that time there in the States, you mentioned the Rastafari presence and the continuing link with the Iron Pools, the Brethren, the Bingy's car. I would say the eyes are Bingy eyes, not your Bingy eyes.
Yeah,
was that more a baptism or affiliation over that side within the Bingy house?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I linked up with the priest, and Brethren Ras Firm. You know, he was the high priest of the Aya Bingy house in Brooklyn on Halsey Street. You know what I'm saying? For those who remember. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, big up man like I Adonis from back in the day, Ras Kush, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, see. So along with that vibration there, you got involved in the music side of things, because I is a musician.
Yeah, well, I've always been in, I've always been playing music, mm-hmm. and I was playing the bass guitar before I went to the States.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I didn't have a bass guitar once I reached the States.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, the current never left that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just transferred it on some next levels. I was doing the artwork while I was waiting for the bass, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's a point you mentioned there, actually. That's another side of your artistic expression, right? Which is to paint.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you was doing it from them times.
Yeah, I was painting before. I was painting from junior schools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I used to use the classroom as my exhibition stage, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So,
yeah,
so
me and my version Bruno. Yo, big up if you're there.
So your range of paintings included, well, and I've seen a few, but explain what kind of artwork do you capture in your paintings? What is it? What images?
I'm capturing the unseen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing what the eyes can't see, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, through the power of his imperial majesty, he gave our man that iris to be able to go deeper than what we see.
Yeah.
And bring forward the fullness,
joy,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So I do that in my abstracts as well,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Within mm-hmm. my agitation, if it's a regular piece of artwork, you know, I'll go for it, you know what I mean?
Have you done any exhibitions at all as yet?
I have, my first thing is, well, I've done exhibitions in the States, you know, from time to time with other artists, like, artists like James Terrell,
mm-hmm.
you know, from DC, a man like Jalayan,
mm-hmm.
Per R. Jalayan, you know.
All right.
And but this is my first actual exhibition in England.
When you said this is your first, which what do you
it's
mean?
It's going to be on Saturday at the Ankh Wellbeing Center.
This
in
Saturday?
Shepherd's Bush, yeah.
Is that part of DJ?
Yeah, it's formerly the Jazz Enterprise.
It's now called
the Ankh Wellbeing Center.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is that downstairs in the bottom of the shop there?
Yeah, that's going to be in the restaurant area.
All right.
I'll be keeping the art exhibition, and I'm doing a slideshow also from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
And I'll be introducing the artwork and the style, my style, and where I'm coming from.
Okay.
And people can see. I got three pieces up there.
Yeah.
And people can see within the slideshow. They can see some of the other pieces that you know within the timing.
Yeah.
Or if they want to order pieces and things like that, just to you know show the peeps where I'm at.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you've given a nice good body of introduction there. You know. What we're gonna do now? We're gonna move into the top of our ad break, right? And then we continue reasoning right on the other side. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Hold tight out there. See?
Yes,
sir. Yo, Jah Rastafari, Kudumawi Haile Selassie. Jah Rastafari.
Yo, this is Dan Campbell. And you're listening to Majestic Radio. Mm-hmm.
This is Majestic Radio. A powerhouse for good music.
Yeah. Majesty, you know? Glory to the Almighty God. Yeah. We got to make one final supreme effort to overcome our ground. We got to make one final supreme effort to overcome our ground. We got to be in unity to overcome our ground.
Yeah.
We got to be unity to overcome Babylon. If it wasn't for His Majesty, where would I be?
after the all important ad break.
How could I see to give the power and the glory to the Almighty? Who will be there soon? And if it wasn't for his
mind, I see the time is about 7 minutes past hours of 9 o'clock here in the UK. You must say the pseudo telephone line is 0208-978-3737.
We got to be unity, unity, to overcome Babylon. Yeah, we got to be in unity, unity, to overcome Babylon. If it wasn't for His Majesty, where would I be?
And as we ease into the second part of the proceedings this evening, with this track from the Idrin Eye Warrior, right here in the studio, track entitled Supreme Effort.
And if it wasn't for His Majesty, where would I be? We got to make one final supreme effort to overcome Babylon. We got to make one final supreme effort to overcome Babylon. The Armageddon is over. Rise and take a stand. Yeah, the Black Armageddon is over. Rise and take a stand. His Majesty, where would I be? And if it wasn't for His life as a gift to me, how could I see? To give the power and the glory to the Almighty, to who He may see. And if it wasn't for His Majesty, where would I be?
So yes, I worry. Welcome, yes, and welcome to the second half, you know.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's good to hear that again.
Yeah. When was this one put together?
This joint, I put this joint together in 2003, 2004.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that was when it was finally mixed.
And that was in the States?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, prior to the break, we got to the point of where you were expressing your work around your painting, the artwork, and you mentioned an exhibition.
Yeah.
Just remind me once and again where that exhibition is and the address of that location.
Yeah, this exhibition is going to be at the Ankh Wellbeing Center,
formerly called DJETS.
Yes, sir, in Shepherd's Bush. The address is 10 Adelaide Grove, Shepherd's Bush, London, W12OJJ. Contact number is 0208-743-1985. Yeah, you know.
All right. So before the evening is out, we'll get I to repeat that again.
Yes, sir.
But again, just remind them again what's happening under the proceedings of that this Saturday coming.
Yeah, this is going to be where I'll be keeping my art exhibition for the month of November. And I'm doing the opening for the exhibition at 2 p.m., between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday the 2nd of November. Yeah, and I'm also going to be doing a slideshow just to give the community a feel of where I'm coming from as an artist, as a painter.
Yeah, and I would just like to give a strength at this point in time to say that during the ad break there, the item would have heard of an exhibition by the name of Rastafari, the Majesty and the Movement, which is a collection of ones who are collating and gathering information towards an exhibition to be launched in May of next year in Ethiopia, capturing the history of the Rastafari movement in the UK. And I can announce that the brethren sitting here this evening, I Warrior, is a co-opted member to that committee. So his artwork will be a contribution towards the exhibition in May. All things in the hands of Jah. Not you.
Rastafari.
Yes, my great just. Yeah, man. So yes, tell us a bit more about this track here as the dub is playing. This track entitled Supreme Effort. I believe you said it was constructed in 2003.
Yeah. I released it in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was produced at Ghetto Roots Studio in Brooklyn, New York, Crown Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big up man like Kiende and Teo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From the Twin Sound Camp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. And you played some
instruments on this? I played bass on this joint.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she?
You know?
All right.
Yeah, so it was Jamaki and I that created this piece, you know?
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Jamaki.
I know you had a collaboration with a brethren called Tough Lion as well.
Yeah, that's off of my album.
Which is I'm gonna play a bit later, right?
Yes, sir.
With the album is called Revelation Chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Is she? Okay. All right. So as we naturally move with the flow, was grounding with the brethrens them in the States, and then you also develop your musical talent and career as well, and then return forward to the shores of cold England.
Yeah.
What year was that?
What year?
You came forward to England.
I came forward in 09 for some family reasons also. I came forward in 09 and I decided that I need to be over here for real.
Yeah, and that was when I met up with the eye through a brethren called Seska Sankari.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so big up Seska in Baltimore if you're listening, and your family,
respect,
of course.
Respect to the brethren, you know.
Well, Seska gave me the link to the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah, for Simba's sound.
For Simba, yeah, African vanguard sound,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah, man. So give us, as you mentioned that, what's the sound system vibration like there just before you left? What was it like? The roots culture vibration through the sound systems.
It's weak.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Fasimba's sound is the only sound that really show any type of enthusiasm for
any
type of roots reggae that Rastafari.
Yeah.
Sons and Daughters.
All right. Yeah, man. So there's more work to be done over them side of the world with regard to sound system expression.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it. The next man may feel different.
All right.
But I'm a musician. I'm trying to get some ites. You know what I'm saying?
Is she?
From what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
Trying to get some inspiration. You know what I'm
Naturally.
Saying?
Naturally. Yeah, man. Okay. So the next track I'm going to play is called Guide Eye Steps.
Yes, sir.
Which coincides with Eye's musical journey continuing when you reached back to the UK.
Yes, sir.
All right. So this one called Guide Eye Steps.
Yes, sir. Produced by King Alpha, you know.
Large of King Alpha, wherever you are.
Yeah, respect to the man called Ras Joseph.
And I've been in the dances a couple of times when this dropped on the turntable, and yes, we know the response, seen?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a collaboration with Ras Joseph out of King Alpha Sound, King Alpha Studio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know that it was through I and I that link was made also.
You know
so.
What I'm saying? Through the perfect love of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Handy. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
All the synchronicity got you and I collaborated with Ras Joseph too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is your first release on a 10-inch in the UK, right?
Yes, sir.
Track entitled
Guide Our Steps.
So yeah, there's a story attached to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that I was showing me. So yeah, share
man,
it with the ones.
That's rough,
yeah.
Yo. Yeah, I was doing my hustle, you know, trying to get out of the bondage of the United States. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a psychological and spiritual bondage. Mm-hmm. That have people in the States, man. I don't know about next man, but for I, man, that's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I, man, was trying my best to mm-hmm. just find a way to roll out, gather some funds. Mm-hmm. So I was doing some towing for this brother I know, and I was towing some demolished car because the parts is cheap. So I had to go to a next state, which is Pennsylvania. And enough things started happening. It was snowing. The truck with the car in the back spinned out on me in the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 18 wheelers coming down at me.
Yo.
In 90 or something.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm in the middle of the heat.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. Anyway, they must have phoned the cops, and the cops came forward and helped me get the car off of the road mm-hmm. onto a gas station. Yeah, following day I'm on my way again, because anyway the trailer was twisted up anyway, so it took me a while, like the whole day. Following day I'm on the way, axle just smashed, mm-hmm. couldn't handle the force.
Yeah.
So now the car's like just out of it on the side of this hill.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I got approached like in the middle of the night by two Doberman Shepherd cops. You know what I mean? Start trying to drape me up about, yo, where's, you know, start asking me questions about where's the weapons of destruction and all kinds of, you know, searching up the truck and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm calling the man in the next state, telling him, yo, what's happening? You know, the car's broke down. You need to send the next tow truck. Come get me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So before all of that, anyway, I said my prayer to the Most High. You know, I was mm-hmm. like, I was singing this track. I was singing that. It just, that rhythm, that song just came on the way, because I knew something. The car, it took a while before that axle cracked, so
yes.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
<I'm> So anyway, them cars is about to set me up, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just as they was about to do it, mm-hmm. here comes the tow truck man on the other side of the highway.
Yeah, just in
saved,
time.
You know what I'm saying?
In the nick of time.
Saved out of the fowler's net, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... Yeah. It's all good.
That's so that experience translated.
What, yeah, when I came forward, you know, I met Ras Joseph through the eye.
Yes, sir.
It was just perfect, you know.
Yeah,
I heard the rhythm. It was like, yeah.
Ishi.
That's it.
Yeah, man, a bass box beat at this one.
Cosmic, you know?
So how is Ras Joseph, my brethren? He's busy on the circuit, seeing we,
yeah? Yeah, he's very well. He's doing very well, you know?
Is she? Because I understand he went to Japan recently, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they did a two-week tour.
Yeah.
About a week or so.
Island.
Big up Ras Pete, you know what I'm saying? Ras Pete, so yeah, man. That's the fire.
Eyes is unto the Almighty Eye, Heli Eye Selassie Eye. Bless thine our children and the children of thine brethren and sisters.
This one from the album currently circulating, Revelation chapter 1.
There's so many things changing in the world. Babylon will suffer for the wrong. Too many innocent dying. Mothers and the babies crying. Oh, Babylon will suffer for the wrong. Will suffer for the wrong.
Good evening, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whichever part of the world you're beaming in from.
Yes, that trick me.
The time in London town is 24 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Costafari. You're in tune to the Majestic One.
Babylon will suffer for the wrong.
Majesticradio.co.uk in the studio tonight. The Honorable Ras I Warrior.
Rebels on the way to vacate them. Blood on their hands. From the turn of nature. In a disrevelation. Clockwise section.
Track entitled Babylon will suffer from the current album circulating by Revelation chapter 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Capital man like flying at the ghetto. Like we're living in apartheid in Soweto.
Yeah, man, so we've been here capturing some of the experiences of this Idrin's journey. Within the realms of Rastafari and the earth runnings, you know?
From them sing with them and pan them gun. Don't even twitch, don't run.
Yes, I worry. So this track, this is the track titled Babylon Will Suffer.
Yes, sir.
So what's the meditation behind this one? Yeah.
Yeah, I started writing this one in Brooklyn before I moved to DC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at that time I had already been working with my band for about 2 years.
Yeah,
and I just met the sister Sister Wani, mm-hmm. the mother of my daughter,
mm-hmm.
my second daughter.
Yeah,
and she helped me write this tune, just the beginning part.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it developed from there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And well.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen to the lyrics there.
Yeah.
You're talking about that time of judgment for the wrongs that.
Yeah, it's karma, you know. I mean, knowing it is. Excuse that, people, because I have a tendency to think that everyone thinks the same. What it is, I know everyone has different experiences and all this,
yes.
What it is, right, at that time I'm already seeing, you know, what karma is.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, in reality, you know what I'm saying, you can't go on like this and not get, you know, and get something.
Yeah.
So obviously if they want to not get it, they better pray to Jah.
Yeah, well, like I say, you know, that everyone in this world has their opinions, you know. From the Rastafari perspective, we do acknowledge the laws of karma.
Mm.
which are cosmic laws set in place by the Most High.
Yes, sir.
And we do know that there's a laws of cause and effect.
Yes, sir.
So to every cause is an effect, a reaction is a reaction.
Right.
So within these realms of the injustices done to people of color across the world,
yes, sir,
there's a reasonable expectation that something will come around again, you know? So as our people begin now, you know, we've reclaimed our heritage, our culture.
And identity.
Identity.
You know?
There's some in this time who have chosen not to reclaim it, but as prophecy said, fools die for want of wisdom, you know. Yes, so for them and those, for I and I, for ones and ones who have chosen to reclaim their identity and their divinity, you know, we now grow towards that path of, you know, a certain type of living.
Yes, sir.
Which is based around peace, love and harmony.
Right.
Calmness. You know, so as it springs to mind here, what is the eye view about the matter of reparations?
Yeah, reparations. Well, I'm seeing that the powers that be is trying to act like it's an impossibility, or like what happened doesn't matter. You know, and they could do whatever, they could think whatever they want. Like I said, you know, like we was just saying, karma. Yeah, the Americans say karma is a biatch, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they're going to feel it. But either way, it's a matter of speaking up, because His Majesty said, you know, we have to speak up against injustice, otherwise it just turns into some craziness. So while we're here, we're going to speak out about it and let them know, because we got the voice for it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you agree with the principle of reparations.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you have a view on how reparations can be meted out, can be given? You have a view on that?
I've thought about it, and it's going to take some education. Yeah, because, you know, you can't give a man a car if he don't know how to drive, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or a child a car, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You have to educate them and get them to have some type of understanding.
Yeah.
About what's going on. So we need to be doing that as well, so that when it's time for us to get what's ours,
yeah,
we don't know what to do with it.
All right. You know, so there's a process then.
Yeah.
As part of the reparations
goal. Yeah, it's not just, you know, give me.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, we know what's ours. We have to acquire.
Yeah, this, man. This, yeah, right. Because, you know, reflecting back, I always thought that the situation in South Africa when they dismantled apartheid was not properly handled.
Same.
You know, because there was no educational program put in place to educate the people or to manage after being dispossessed for so many decades.
Yeah.
So consequently, we see it was like one brethren of mine refers to it as an incomplete revolution.
Same.
Because, you know, the people weren't given the skills, allowed to be educated, to get the skills to re-manage their situation, their country, their infrastructure.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah, much work to be done. I'm going to introduce a track entitled The Valley of Decision.
Yes.
Me say me grandfather Joseph is a king from Zion. Each and everyone know him cool like a lion. Imposters come around, fight against Simon. Not a one speak truth, all a lie, man. Yeah, he come with some of the truth. So that's the inspect. It's in my vision. In the valley of decision, I see the angel of divine, victorious in the battle against the wicked. On the faces of the children of the Most High, glorious in the valley of decision. I see the angel of divine, victorious in the battle against the wicked. The faces of the servants of His Majesty, glorious in the valley of decision. Yeah.
Yeah, track entitled Valley of Decision. This one sound like live instrumentation, Ja.
Yes, sir.
Yes, but I play the bass on this.
Yeah.
Scene. And other musicians are...
Russ. Tough Lion. Mm-hmm. And I got Ja Lion on the next track also, you know, and myself on bass and Congos.
All right.
I mean, Kete.
Yeah. And this one was created in the States, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Issue. But Ras Joseph was on the mix on this, yeah?
Yeah, Ras Joseph mixed this joint.
Out of King Alpha Studio.
Yes, sir.
Yes, fire.
Against the wicked, all the things of the children of the Most High, glorious in the valley of decision. I see the angel of the divine, victorious in the battle against the wicked. The faces of the servants of His Majesty, glorious in the valley of decision. Yeah.
And as I recall the words of Bob Marley, music is a vehicle to bring the messages of redemption to the world.
So much of this is lit with fear of hatred. In a future time, inhumanity is immorality. I pray to keep my meditation clarity.
One of the medicines in the world right now, reggae music, roots music, Rasta music.
All the faces of the children of the Most High, glorious in the valley of decision. And to the angel of divine, victorious in the battle against the wicked.
So Jamani Warrior, what do you feel, what I feel is the universal appeal of music like this? Why does it appeal to so many right across the barriers of races?
I think it connects with the spirit of the being, the bass, the drums. He has a cosmic reaction, because sound, you know, it does something to our goody, our body, you know, something good.
Yes. As we move through on this album, Revelation chapter 1.
Need a love, she's talking, we should be friends.
Heartbreak at the summit, infidelity was when I prayed to Jah to keep courage and faith. Bless I, woman of virtue, far right, queen and companion. I pray to Jah.
Yeah. Track entitled Fibro Wiser.
Ooh, I pray to Jah. Said I want you loving daughter. I pray to Jah.
Yes, I pray to Jah to send the IRS.
You know what I'm saying? When all else fails.
Yeah. We need the balance, my brother. Yes, I. See that the cover on this album was done by another Adrian within the circle, Roots Hightech.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Always that Adrian as well.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
I really, yeah, man. Because he has his own label as well, Roots Hightech label.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So long did the artwork take to come together? Was it your particular conception or was it his?
Yeah, it's mine. It's my idea because it's my artwork on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know how I want it to be, so I just told the brother,
yeah,
that's how I want it. And you know, he had the skills, the graphics,
yeah,
the graphic skills, you know what I'm saying, to bring it to how it is
seen.
I appreciate of that.
Yeah, man, working in unity, there must be progress, you know.
Yeah, man.
One of my favorites on this album called Scatter the Clouds. Take a listen. Again, rise up, lion, Ras Lion. Rise up, ambassador. Blessed love, General Lee. Yeah, man, Lord, much love and honor to Ruben Addis. Likewise, Idrin Natural. Say rise up, Scorpio Gyad and the Arcology crew. And to all my committee members, my fellow committee members on the Rastafari Majesty and the Movement Committee, including the bridging right here in the studio, I Warrior, also Star Culture and his Empress,
right.
Marie Jah.
Faith in the knowledge of Jah, life infinite. Them that think of this, them go follow it. Don't go stretching out your hand to wickedness. While the haters hate, I know Jah love is great. And while the haters hate, scatter the clouds that's in the horizon of our future. The pain and the wicked, let's the anthem roll.
Talk it out.
It's the anthem, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rastafari I live, you know.
Yes, man.
Thanks to his majesty, you know.
Yes, man.
Babylon, you burn. Who's can I discern? Why do we pray to revelation? Check the page. Why you burn?
Fire purification. Ouch.
We can say
let the faith. Righteous one by faith, in the knowledge of your life, infinite. The book of life is great, love initiate. In the fornication of the cup, peace relate. While the hate is hate, I know your love is great. And while the hate is hate, Rasta holds the faith.
Inspired through the love of His Majesty.
Moving into another favorite track of mine, musically, productively, lyrically.
Those words, those sounds.
Listen good.
The mighty eye, in the eye, last eye.
Brighter Meditation, track entitled Wonderful Counselor.
Amen. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Wonderful Counselor.
Yes, you're listening to Majestic Radio, a radio station inspired through the love of His Majesty.
Yes, I worry. We can't let that one just go through like that, you know. Yeah, track entitled Wonderful Counselor. Yeah, one of my favorites from the eye, from the time, you know. Yeah, explain. Yeah, reason, make me reason. Why Wonderful Counselor?
Well, it's all about His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, you know. No matter what, man. Because it's the Most High that, that caused I and I to be, you know. It just proves it every in my life anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to just say it. You know, prove it in my life. It's all about His Majesty. Because when there was no help, you know, it's because of His Majesty that I got help.
Yes, I.
Because you see, man, I'm a Rasta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And the eye has one of those personas which is just calm and together. You know, there's a meditation that comes with that connection with His Majesty. If the ones I'm listening, you know, if a one chooses to check the videos and check the reasoning, check the speeches of His Majesty and feel the stillness and the calm in them, one can only then become but calm, you understand?
Yes, sir.
So it's a wonderful counselor.
Yeah.
So, really, the eye just given a testimony, really, about what His Majesty has done for you.
Yeah, without going into too many details, because, you know what I'm saying, you'd be explaining forever if it don't matter, you know, if they don't get it, they don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's a revelation.
I'm just saying it from where I'm at, you know? That's the best I could do, man.
Isis. And as we go into it again, a wonderful counselor. From the album Revelation chapter 1, circulating right now, scene. That is a rise up sensing at the chat room also. To all the silent listeners,
we
know what so you did there, you know.
Glory to the power of the mighty eye, in the eye.
Rastafari,
King of Kings.
Sing it all, my brethren.
Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I pray to the Most High each and every day. Let not the wicked get a hold of we. Help I fulfill my destiny this day without no delay. Yes, I pray to the Most High each and every day. Let not the wicked get a hold of we. Help I fulfill my destiny this day without no delay. We praise His name. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
I
never. I listen last year. Blessed are the sun, God, the just and the most high. Zion, I the sheep of the shepherd. I listen last year. I give the word. Blessed are the sun, God, the most high. Just in the most high name. Wonderful, wonderful. Counselor.
Also healing up NBUK1 in the studio, in the chat room, should I say.
The tribe of Judah, wonderful, counselor, prince of Rastafari, king of kings, Lord of love, conquering the tribe of Judah.
Yes, I worry. We have a few in the chat room now, Brethren. Just just have a sneak.
So greetings to the community, you know.
Yeah.
Greetings. Bless
we got a bless up from our sister NBUK1. Said to bless you up, you know. Yeah, man.
Yeah, give thanks for the honor.
Yes. And just to add here that the mastering is done by another brethren in the circuit, Bongo Nomadics.
Yes, sir.
I see. See you, Bongo Nomadics, wherever you are, my
yes,
brethren.
Yes, sir. Rastafari.
So again, just to remind the ones, the mixing was done at King Alpha Studios right here in the further out of West London there. And the mastering by Bongo Nomadics on this album. Artwork on the album by Rootside, taking collaboration with iWarrior. All the tracks originally composed in the US.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Earth sound on fire. Grandchild, your is Iowa.
Yes, Ambassador, greetings.
And the quality that comes in reparation.
Oh.
For the evil perpetrated on black nation. Restoration on earth as the most high.
Powerhouse, the good music.
Yeah, man, from the top.
Oh Lord of Lords.
Contemporary production. Right in tune with this time on the Root Sound System circuit.
The best to make restitution.
The second release from iWarrior.
Comes in reparation for the evil perpetrated on black nation. Restoration on earth as in Mount Zion. The best to make restitution. An apology that comes with reparation. For the evil perpetrated on black nation. Restoration.
Yes, Sensei Mosai, greetings, you know.
Holy Mount Zion, I a warrior. Rest of his deprivation, I a warrior. Positive my meditation. See me in your city, in your town, our nation. I am a African, fighting for salvation. I a warrior. Rest of his deprivation, I a warrior. Positive my meditation.
Reparation, man. Yeah, talk it out, my brethren. Talk it out some more, you know?
Yeah, man. Cause they trying to act like, you know, nothing happened. Something happened. You know, that little islands can't be my home, man.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't give up a continent for your island, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Ow.
At
this moment in time, as it springs to mind, I want to rise up Esther Stanford Exozi. One of the hardest to make the most, yeah, man, a very strong worker for the cause of reparations right here in the UK, you know. Also a member of the Rastafari Madison Movement Committee. So blessings to you and your family, Sister Esther, wherever you are.
meditation. See me in your city, in your town and nation. I and I are African fighting for salvation. This is my song of salvation. Fire upon the Vatican, wicked intention. By reparations, I feel the repercussion of the evil perpetrated on the black nation. By reparations, I feel the repercussion of the evil perpetrated on the blacks. I a warrior, ever since deprivation. I a warrior, hustle through my meditation. See me in your city, in your town, our nation. I am a African fighting for salvation. I a warrior, ever against deprivation. Yes, I a warrior, always do my meditation. See me in your city, in your town, our nation. I am a African.
And remember, everyone listening, remember the 2nd of November. Nobody remember the 5th of November. Remember the 2nd of November.
You're born with Vatican with good intention. Vatican, you buy reparations, I feel the repercussion. Of your evil perpetrated on the black nation. You buy reparations, I feel the
Powers for good music.
Yeah, we have to do it like that, my brother.
Yeah, I want to send a special shout out to Empress Shima, you know? She's the producer of this track right here.
All right.
Restitution and apology that comes with reparation for the evil perpetrated on black nation. Restoration on earth as in Mount Zion.
As we turn up the heat, man.
Restitution. Apology that comes with reparation.
Rise up the energies.
Treated on black nation. Restoration.
Righteous indignation.
Zion. Holy Mount Zion.
Perfect love.
I a warrior. Rebel against deprivation. I a warrior. Positive my meditation. See me in your city, in your town, our nation. I and I are African fighting for salvation.
Listen. Yeah, man, we can see the Leave the Floor crew in at the dance right now. Take off in it like some Maasai warrior. Yeah, man.
You know, the pirates, you know?
Yeah.
It's real, man. We're talking real.
Mm-hmm. You
know? They don't think that because, you know, we're in the 21st century, we can't keep it roots. You know, in a New York, D.C., mm-hmm. or London.
Right. Gotta rise up, remember, Seska Sankari.
Yes, sir.
Out of Baltimore.
AKA or is it Baltimore-less?
Yeah. Yeah, for Simba's African Vanguard sound. Yes, Seska Sankari, one love to you and your family, of course, my agent. For the heavyweight high energy dub steppers, this one called I a Warrior.
That piece there is Restitution Dub,
and this piece is called Restitution Dub. Yes, fire. Time is running and passing and running. Raskin for in at the house. One love, my brother.
The evil perpetrated on the black nation.
the word, fluid the sound.
As we move, as we move.
Sing praises unto the Most High.
Yes, Fire, introduce this track.
Yeah, this piece right here is produced by King Alpha, you know? And I Trust in Jah is the title of the track.
How good and how pleasant it is. Sing praises unto the Most High.
Yeah, this is my third 10-inch off of the... Well, yeah.
Third 10-inch on your own label.
Yeah.
Alright.
Iowa Records.
Iowa Records.
Yes, sir.
Yes, she.
I and I trust in Jah, not immorality. Burn out all oppression in a this society. I and I trust in Jah, not immorality. Burn out all oppression in a this society. Jah is our refuge with a promise. No evil shall befall thee. Righteous flourish like a palm tree. I see the downfall of my enemies. Jah is our refuge with a promise. No evil shall befall thee. Righteous flourish like the palm tree. I see the downfall of my enemies. I and I trust in Jah. Not immorality. Burn out all oppression in a this society. I and I trust in Jah. Not immorality. Burn out all oppression in a this society. I and I shall not fear the terror of the night. Nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness. No destruction.
Yes, man, as we maximize the time, maximize the time.
Yahshua, I do we, I and I shall not.
We've got the gracious permission of Raskin Pedro to roll on a few minutes longer than the 10 o'clock timeline. So we are going to roll it, you know.
Destruction at the noonday.
Special guest in the evening.
Yahshua, I do we, I and I.
Some high energy releases. I warrior.
Not all oppression in this society. I and I trust in Jah, not immorality. Not all oppression in this society.
Yes, I worry, Joseph, I go on with things.
Yes, sir. You know, yeah. you know how we do, man.
Yeah, man. So what is the inspiration behind this one? This one called I Trust in Jah.
Yeah, this one here is from the scriptures, man. Because I'm praying and I'm, you know, Rastafari liberty, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're trying to get that strength from the ancient scripts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that which comes, you know, that which comes from the Most High. Himself, yeah. Not something that's taught, you know, by man, but it comes from the Most High. So,
yeah.
All that, you know, included.
Yeah.
You get, I and I trust in Jah.
Trust in Jah, not in immorality.
Exactly. You know, yes, we see what's going on outside of ourselves. We see what's happening in the world. You know what I'm saying? How people treating one another, each other. And we're not really in that. When we try not to be even influenced by that, so we're going to burn it.
My enemies, I and I trust in Jah, not immorality. Burn out all oppression in this society. I and I trust in Jah, not immorality.
Full acknowledgements to Tahiti also in the chat room.
I and I trust in Jah, not immorality.
To all the silent listeners also.
In this society.
Majestical greetings.
Immorality, born out all oppression in a this society. I and I trust in Jah.
Yes, you're listening to Majestic Radio, a radio station inspired through the love of His Majesty.
I am Yan Selassie. Rastafari sing praises to His name.
Sing it out. A cappella. No. Alright, so this one is circulating right now, right?
Yeah. This one is it's available in all the good record stores, you know? So yeah, just look for that joint.
trust in Jah.
Excellence that starts in darkness.
Root steppers. So yes, the item this evening, I've heard some of the history of this artist, this musician, this painter, Iwaria. And just to remind you once again, my brethren, about the exhibition launched this Saturday at the location formerly known as DJED.
Yeah, it's now the Ankh Wellbeing Center. It's at 10 Adelaide Grove, Shepherd's Bush, London, W12 OJJ. You know what I'm saying? Big up Sister Ivy, Sister Antoinette, you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You know, all the sisters up in the peace, all the brethren up in the peace, you know?
Yes, yes.
Thanks for the strength. You can reach them at 0208-743-1985. Yeah, try to be there for the opening of my art exhibition this Saturday, the 2nd of November, on His Imperial Majesty's celebration of His Imperial Majesty and Empress Menin coronation, you know.
Coronation.
We're gonna kick it off at 2 p.m. to 5, and we're gonna do a slideshow. I got some exclusive pieces up in the piece, and I pray that everyone comes in and takes it in, and you know, have a good time.
You've also got a bingy in celebration of that special day, 2nd of November, down at Theorem in Willesden. Yeah, put on by the NNC, the National Naya Bingy Council in the UK, you know. So whether it's a personal meditation you hold within one's gates or a shared experience with others in a community setting. Yeah, man, let's remember the coronation of this most recent appearance of the Most High personified in the flesh, along with his Empress and the crowning of yeah, the King and the Empress on the 2nd of November. So this Saturday, 2nd of November. Yeah, man, so as we draw this evening's proceedings to a close, Raskin Vase in the house.
Sacrifice and offering is not just required. Give thanks for
what. All right, I worry. Introduce this one.
Yeah, man. This piece right here is Hail Jah, produced by Empress Shima. You see it there? I got my niece, Chanel Simon, on the backing vocals, you know?
Nice.
Blessed, you know? Yeah, this is off of the Revelation Chapters 2 album.
Right.
This is off of the forthcoming album,
the
Revelation
forthcoming
Chapters
album,
2.
Revelation
yeah,
Chapters 2.
Yeah, so look
2.
Out for these things. And this is out right now. This is actually
on
released yesterday.
Released yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? Nice. Iowa Records. Look out for that joint. Sati Vaweed. Hail Jah, blessed.
And again, this one is on your label, Iowa Records.
Yes, sir.
In terms of links, you want to give out any personal links or any links where the music can be reached, can be obtained?
Yeah, they could reach Iman at robert.hiley@yahoo.com, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or they could reach Iman at warrior@gmail.com, you know?
warrior@gmail.com.
Yeah,
I didn't catch that. warrior@gmail.com for a direct link to the Idrin Iwaria. So these tracks played this evening are available at all the local usual outlets, I would imagine.
Yes,
all the Roots outlets.
Yeah.
Anything available online at all?
Yeah, I got the Revelation Chapters 1 album is available at Amazon, Tesco's, you know what I'm saying, MediaNet, iTunes, yeah. And also Supreme Effort.
Right, which was
track
the first,
heard earlier,
the first
yeah.
track I played, yeah.
Yeah, that was off of that, that single.
Is she?
Count all your blessings.
Count all your blessings.
Give thanks for what you got.
Thanks for what you got.
Count all your blessings.
Count all your blessings.
Give thanks for what you got.
Thanks for what you got.
I said the little at the
heart. All right, all right, all right.
The riches of the wicked.
I'm gonna ease out of that one, you know, ease out of that one. Remember, all of these tracks are available at the locations just mentioned to you all, right? And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna replay this track here to ease us out this evening. Yes, man. Yes, I warrior. I gotta say on here, you know, give thanks for the honorable coming through this evening.
Yeah, man, it was a pleasure and an honor, you know, for Airman. This is my first time here as a guest artist, and I've known of your website, your radio program for a while, and it's obviously everything comes to those who wait patiently within the perfect timing, and you know, give thanks for the honor.
Yeah, man, that is welcome. If I had to describe, if I was asked to describe your voice, I would say that it's a very unique voice, right? And it has an ancientcy in it. Because I remember hearing it through even King Alpha Sound in a Bedford one night. I think it was Guy Dye Steps he played. And you could hear in that setting the ancientcy of the eye voice coming through. You know, so it's those things that I man usually look out for, the individuality of one. Got a lot of cloning going on at this time. You know? So it's been an honor, it's been a pleasure, you know, Rasta. And I wish that I, as always, continued success, you know, within that perfect vibration of the love of Jah. You know? So is there any closing remarks, closing statements, or you know, endings you want to greet up anyone, hail anyone before you leave?
Yeah, I wanna shout out all my brethren and sisters out in the States. Jalion, James, the old crew from the Cool Runnings band in New York, you know what I mean? Three the Hard Way. I want to big up all my brethren and sisters out here in London, you know what I'm saying? Princess Lynn, Sister Beloved, you know what I'm saying? All the you know what I'm saying, the Roots Foundation family, All the whole community, elders and youngsters, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
let's move forward in peace, love and unity, you know what I'm saying?
Rasta, blessed love. Right. Blessed love. Give thanks again. And as I see the time now, 10 past 10 on this Thursday evening, we give thanks and praise for the blessing of the Father who makes all things happen. Sending out positivity to you all, the silent listeners, everyone that knows me on this journey. One perfect love, you know. Acknowledgements to everyone in the chat room, all the silent listeners. Once again, until that time again, I'm just leaving you with this one, Life Is So Sweet. Give thanks to my special guest this evening, I Warrior, and all the extended circle involved in his musical productions.
Life is so sweet. Life is so sweet.
Acknowledgements also to all them and those in the committee of the Rastafari, the Majesty and the Movement. God, there's a wide range of works to be done for the freedom of the nation.
Life is so sweet.
to say lastly, I give thanks for the extended time over from Raskin for coming in just now right after the ad breaks. According to the grace, Jawilling, according to the timing, perhaps next Thursday right here as Costafari. Until such time, perfect love.
Life is so sweet just to reap what you grow.
www.majesticradio.co.uk. You can pick and choose, but you can't refuse. This your station, Majestic. Check it out.